This just in.
We begin tonight with breaking news.
The U.S. Navy said...
Welcome to your AFN Pseudobay news stream. I'm MC3, Curtis Burdick. Driving in Crete has its difficulties, and winter introduces new challenges. Kevin Breitenstein, Naval Support Activity Pseudobay Installation Safety Director, tells us that despite the sun going down earlier, people are still out and active while also wearing darker clothes. Animals also pose a risk for drivers.
Goats, dogs, ducks, geese, you see all of it out here. They do not discriminate about what time of the day it is. So they're doing their daily thing, they're getting milked, or they're going from one plot of land to another. So we really have to be careful when we're taking those blind curves, especially at night.
These issues are amplified since Crete does not have as many streetlights as the United States, leading to lower visibility. Other road conditions such as dirt and olive oil can lead to trouble on the road. These issues are only amplified by the rain.
Well, here in Crete, we have a rainy season. It just started. I think it usually lasts until March. So with that, it kind of compounds all the road hazards we have.
Snow is less common in Crete and mostly seen in the mountains. If you are planning on driving in the snow, it is important to take your time on the roads, use snow tires or chains, and don't rush. Remember the Greek saying, don't hurry, they're waiting for you, emphasizing the idea of patience when driving.
Just be cautious. This is not a race. We're not racing to get anywhere. A few extra minutes is not going to change your life. So we want you to slow down, have that safe distance.
Some ways we can stay safe is through preventative safety practices, such as inspecting tires, checking your car battery, and topping off antifreeze. For more winter safety tips, visit the safety office at Building 53. That's all for your AFN Pseudobay news stream. I'm MC3, Curtis Burdick.